A spiritu dominatus. Domine libra nos. And so it was decreed, in the wake of the age of apostasy. So it was said by the High Lords of Terra, that the Ecclesiarchy, the great church of the Imperium, founded on the worship of the God Emperor of mankind, would never be granted the use of men under arms. Lest the temptation be too great for cardinals of weak character and high ambition. The Ecclesiarchy, guardians of the imperial creed and the celestial truth of the Emperor's divinity, whose sole purpose was to regulate the veneration of millions across the galaxy. And in a universe so harsh, where heathen, alien life, heretic witch psychics, and the forces of chaos laid their threat, the Church could not go undefended. No men under arms. So the very letter of the edict was adhered to, and thus rose the Ordos Militant of the Adepta Sororitas, the Sisters of Battle. Ah, morte perpetua. Domine libra nos. Some called them fanatics. Warrior women, spiritually betrothed to their religion, clothed in powered armor, cleansing the unbelievers with flamer and bolt gun. The Celestians, the Seraphim, the Repentia, dominions and retributors, called to castigate those who defied the Emperor's divine will. The great work of the Battle Sisters never ended, for there were always wars of faith to be won, always more heretics for the pyre. They were the line of fire between the anarchy of the infidel and the bulwark of pure devotion. The red against the black. For millennia, they had been the burning sword and holy shield for humankind. Ave, Imperator, Domine libra nos. Under the flickering light of electro candles, Sister Myria, ranked Celestian Elohim of the Order of Our Martyred Lady, walked the length of the penitent corridor on Zodon Orbital. Like many of the Citadel stations across human space, Zodon resembled an ancient cathedral ripped free of the land and cast into the darkness. Spires and naves spread like the points of a morning star, plasma lanterns burning behind mile-high stained glass windows. Located on the pilgrim route to the Segmentum Solar, the platform was a waypoint for travelers and a barracks for the witch hunters of the Ecclesiarchy. Myria approached the iron gate that closed off the sanctum of the Prioress. She slowed and dwelt a little, taking a moment to study the complex devotional sculptures in the walls. Above was a rendering of Saint Catherine, first mistress of the Order, whose brutal death gave them their name. Myria bowed in respect, crossing her hands across her chest, forming the holy shape of the Imperial Aquila.
In your name, grant me your wisdom and clarity.
After a moment, she rose to look upon the statue. Like the saint, Myria's face bore the ancient mark of the fleur-de-lis, tattooed in blood red on her cheek. Her hair was a cascade of black, falling to the neck of her battle gear. Saint Catherine was shown as she had been in battle, her mail and plate little different from Myria's, even though centuries separated them. Sigils of the Aquila, purity seals and rosaries decorated the armor. A chaplet hung from her neck. Myria's hand rose to her own, resting on a string of adamantine beads. Each represented an act of devotion to the Imperial Church. Myria wondered if her duties would warrant a new link in the chain. Prioress Lydia had been unusually circumspect on the details, a fact that concerned her greatly. Secrets were not the currency of the Sisterhood, and she disliked anything that smacked of the clandestine. The Imperial Creed was the God Emperor's light, and so all deeds done in his name were never to be committed in shadow.
Enter, sister.
Your Grace, as you order, so shall I be ready.
The prioress was 200 solar years old, but kept to the appearance of a woman a quarter of that age by juvenat treatments. Lydia had been a prioress before Myria had been inducted as a novice, and she would likely remain one for decades more. She was arrow-sharp and uncompromising, a masterful tactician, and commander of the Order's militant in the local sector of space. Myria heard it said that the prioress had burned 1,000 witches and fought alongside saints. The steel in Lydia's eyes gave truth to it.
You believe you are prepared for the task I will set you, Sister Celestian? We shall see.
My squad stand willing to meet the enemy. If you doubt their skills, Mistress, I would ask why you summoned me and not another of our sisterhood.
Lydia studied the other woman intently.
We are the weapons of the God Emperor's Church, Myria. But we are more than that. We are his banner bearers, the spear tip that brings the rod of truth behind it. We must never lose sight of this. For each heretic we put to the sword, we must welcome another soul into the glory of imperial truth.
Is that not the work of preachers?
Yes, but in some instances it is ours as well. The Adepta Sororitas must inspire, sister. And not just fear, but love. Not every test the Church faces can be dealt with by bullet or blade's edge.
Myria frowned. The conversation was not progressing as she had expected. Instead of a mission, the prioress seemed intent on giving her a lesson. She chafed under the thought. Myria was a battle-tested veteran, not some callow novitiate. Lydia seemed to sense her thoughts and went on.
I summoned you, Sister Myria, because the duty I am about to set will require a mind clear and uncluttered by doubt, but also one that is willing to question.
Lydia's words carried the slightest hint of challenge. Myria's reputation preceded her. In an army where obedience was the watchword, the Celestian had often earned censure from her commanders, daring to exhibit an independent streak.
I would ask that you illuminate me, Mistress. I do not follow your meaning.
You will, sister. Come with me, and know that what I am about to show you must be veiled by the utmost secrecy.